Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob. Jump straight into it. Innovative technology installed in Menindi to restore native fish pastures. The Men's Labor government is trialling Fish Heart, a state-of-the-art temporary fish passage technology in the Lower Darling Barker River near Menindi, Western New South Wales. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Tony Townsend, our program leader, Murray Darling, Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development. That's DPIRD. And we do have Tony on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Trevor. How are you, mate?
I'm well, bro. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are you based exactly, Tony?
I'm based in Tamworth in northwest New South Wales on Gamilaroi country.
Yes, beautiful. All right, big shout-out to the mob there. Thank you very much. So let's talk about the space innovative technology installed in Menindi to restore native fish passages. So we're talking about First Nation people at the table or at the riverside and regarding looking after country, yes?
Yeah. We've been working real closely with the Barkindji people out at Menindi on the Lower Darling Barker. So, they're people of the river, and obviously the scenes on the Barker and the health of it over the last sort of decade or so have been extremely traumatic. So
yes,
we're sort of looking at what we can do there to help fix the river and most importantly look after native fish and, yeah, seeing how we can not only engage but also involve the local Aboriginal community there in the work program going forward.
Lovely, Tony. Just shed some light on regard to the river itself. How's it travelling? Had some dramas. Talk about the dramas and talk about what needs to be done, and then having First Nation traditional owners at the table, a good ingredient, I would say.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that cultural connection and cultural knowledge is really critical for us in particular going forward, particularly looking after native fish and river health. And yeah, obviously had a really impactful recent history there. First of all, going through the drought with mass fish kills there.
Yes.
At the time, they were the biggest fish kills that we'd seen, with millions of fish dying back in 2018, 2019 and through to 2020. And then we got some good flows in the northern basin, and those flows made their way downstream. But as they did, they dragged in a heap of material off the floodplain, a lot of leaves and sticks. And as that breaks down, it takes up all the oxygen as well. So as that water made its way to Menindi and then created a bit more of a water quality issue in the town Weirpool there, and in 2023 we saw over tens of millions of dead fish. And in particular, the totemic species, bony bream, for the local Barkindji people were mostly impacted during that big fish kill. So,
yes.
So a lot of investigations into that, looking at how we could do things better, what's needed both from a short-term thing and then also for longer-term water management and river health improvements. And a lot of that work is now happening and being put into action. We're getting a lot more data to help inform how to operate the system and move water through there to help with water quality. And thankfully, the summer just gone that we've come out of, we got through it. Whilst it was a bit touch and go there for some of the key water quality aspects, there weren't a lot of dead fish, and we're able to sort of get the fish through the last summer gone. And now we're sort of looking to how we can help move them around the system and hopefully get a few more outcomes for river health.
And regarding the fishway technology, is this the first time it's been used?
Yeah, this type of technology, it is. Yeah, so it's a sort of hydraulic fishway or tube fishway. Essentially, what we're trying to do is move fish upstream. So a lot of our native species, in particular golden perch or yellow belly or callop, they like to move long distances on their migration run, so they can move hundreds to thousands of kilometres. There's a lot of infrastructure, a lot of weirs and dams in our waterways now, and that's stopping them and creating these bottlenecks. So this type of fishway technology is seeing how we can address that relatively quickly and hopefully cheaply to help fish move up above these barriers and keep moving on their way upstream. Because there are more permanent solutions, but they take a long time to build, I guess, and cost a lot of money. So we're seeing how we can do it, maybe using some of this innovative technology. And it's essentially like the way I've been describing it is sort of like a reverse water slide for fish. So they're cued to move upstream. There's a unit on the downstream side that sort of they swim into these chambers. And then this technology, which has come all the way from Finland, so it's called Fish Heart. They've been using it overseas and in the USA. But the first time it's being used here, and they enter the chambers. We can collect some data. There's cameras and lights in the first chamber where we can ID the fish, we can take measurements, we can count the fish, and then they keep swimming through the chambers, and as they're doing that, water comes down one pipe and then pushes the fish up another pipe, so it goes up over the barrier and up in the upstream waters. So, it's the first time we're using it here. It's really exciting. It is only a trial to see if it does work for our native fish and for the local conditions even. And then, hopefully we can get some results and see how we can use this technology elsewhere.
Tony, I'm loving the title Fish Heart. I mean, you're talking about human beings dealing with the marine life, and looking at the health of the river. That's a good title, dealing from the heart as human beings. And we need to love
definitely.
And respect our animals and marine life and flora and fauna, of course.
Yeah, and when we've been engaging and yarning with the Barkindji people, that's really clear. Like the Barka is their lifeblood out there, the river itself, and that's why these events of recent time have been so impactful, and I think is why it's key that we're involving and listening and where we can building that into that cultural knowledge and connection into the work going forward. So it has been a good focus. And the international connections being made now with this company from Finland and exchanging their knowledge of how this system's used overseas and how it's definitely different here in Australia. I think they left Finland at minus 40 degrees when they left their winter. They arrived in Menindee or Broken Hill and it was 40 plus degrees. They definitely felt that impact. But they're keen to also get that knowledge, that local knowledge, those connections, and see how that can also be built into the project itself as well. So,
And for First Nation people, when we're talking about innovative technology in 21st century, here we are looking after country. It creates a platform for job opportunities, if not procurement, for business opportunity for Indigenous business owners as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing we're keen to look at. There'll be a big monitoring part of this, obviously, because it is a trial, so we want to get as much information as we can out of that. So our guys, our research technicians and scientists will be out there over the coming weeks and developing a program and then seeing how we can have some of that local employment opportunity, albeit short-term, but also getting them involved in the monitoring aspect. So, our fish using the fishway and then when they come up on the upstream side, what sort of condition are they exiting at as well? So having some of the local river rangers and in community involved in that aspect. And then the other aspect that we're looking at from an engagement perspective and those cultural connections, we've been trying to look at it from an artistic perspective as well. Obviously, it's a very traumatic experience, and one way to sort of deal with that or express that is through art. So we've been working with the CAD Factory and also some of the local Barkindji community and local artists there to look at how they might express that traditionally, culturally, with their symbology, their sort of understanding, and then how we can also have that as part of the project. So there's people out there over the weekend who will be painting some of this, this story onto the pipes themselves and seeing how we can also express, I guess, the project and the outcomes that we're trying to achieve from a river health and native fish perspective through the local cultural sort of art as well. So, you're right. We've got to start looking now at how this isn't just a one-off thing, how we can build this into more longer-term opportunities out there for the community.
Yeah, pardon. I'm thinking of the phrase, high tide rise all ships, let's get it together is what I'm picking up, Tony. Fantastic.
Yeah, no, that's definitely right, Trevor. Yeah, yeah.
Well, great talking with you, mate. All the best to your team, and big shout out to the TOs there. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, Tony.
Yeah, sounds good, Trevor. Look forward to talking again soon. Hopefully, we have some results about how the fish
Lovely,
are going,
yes.
but also how communities involved in the project and some of those next steps. So, no, I appreciate the interest, and yeah, good to talk.
Take care, mate. All the best, Tony.
You too. Thanks, Trevor. Cheers.
There it is, as Tony Townsend, the brother's name is, program leader, Murray Darling, Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, DPIRD, and talking about innovated technology installed in Menindee to restore native fish passages. So, look, a great opportunity, and first time that the fishway technology is being used, trialled under the Australian conditions, and coming from Switzerland. So, look, fantastic. Across the way, but having First Nation at the table, of course, a good ingredient. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation. Deadly number here at 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy country. That's BBM Bummer Bib Midi, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you, like the promises they did not keep, and how they fenced us in like sheep. Said to us, come take our hand, set us up on mission land, taught us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away, the children away. Snatched from their mother's breast, said this is for the best, took them away. Welfare and the police came, said you've got to understand, we'll give to them what you can't give, teach them how to really live, teach them how to live, they said. Humiliated them instead, taught them that and taught them this, and others taught them prejudice. You took the children away, the children away, breaking our mother's heart, tearing us all apart, took them. One dark day on Framlingham, came and didn't give a damn. My mother cried, go get their dad. He came running, frightened mad. Mother's tears were falling down. Dad shaped up and stood his ground. He said, you touch my kids and you fight me. Then they took the stronger family, took us away. They took us away. Snatched from our mother's breast, said this is for the best, took us away. Split us up again and gave us gifts to ease the pain. Sent us off to foster homes. As we grew up, we felt alone, cause we were acting white, yet feeling black. One sweet day, a
Oh, the children came back, the children came back. The children came back. Back where their hearts grow strong, back where they all belong, the children came back. Said the children came back. The children came back. Back where they understand, back to their mother's land, the children came back. Back to their mother, back to their father, back to their sister, back to their brother, back to their people, back to their land. All the children came back. Yes, I came back.
Yeah. G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah, Daily Trek then, Geeky Gear, and that's Russ Alpha here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. Now, the CSIRO, our science ship, has students sailing into future careers. 30 university students and trainers from across Australia will get the training experience of a lifetime when they take to the seas, circumnavigation of Tasmania aboard, CSIRO research vessel, RV Instigator. And the 10-day voyage is a part of an innovative tertiary sea training program called Capstan. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Ben Arthur, Capstan and ITSS Program Manager. So we have Dr. Ben on the line. Good morning, Dr. Ben. How are you?
Good day, Trevor. Well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. The big ocean out there, talking about two-thirds of the Earth is water. It's fantastic. We've got 30 university students and training across Australia to come aboard, and Science Ship has students sailing into the future. So tell us about this fantastic program.
Yeah, so it's a program called Capstan that we run, and the whole idea of it is to get Australian university students exposed to, I guess, all the different disciplines of marine science and research, I guess, and also all the other things that go into doing marine science and research at sea. So learning about how to plan voyages, learning about how to interact with the ship's crew, to plan the gear that we're putting in the water, getting exposed to the different techniques, and kind of creating this really nice learning environment here out at sea, where people can get a kind of a nice rounded view of kind of marine research. And, you know, what we really want from these students is in the next 5 years to 10 years, they're going to be the kids that are kind of, I guess, the next generation of people who are helping us manage the wonderful marine estate that we have in this country.
Well, when you look at the big island, Australia, here we are, got the ocean all around us. So, look, a fantastic platform as such. And, look, a great opportunity. Talking 30 students, are we talking high school, university students, what ages? And are we talking male and females?
Yeah, absolutely. So these are all university students. And actually, what's been really fantastic on this voyage is that two-thirds of the applications that we got were from females. So that's been reflected in the voyages that we've got out here. So you know, more than half of the participants of this voyage are females from 16 different universities right across the country. And we've got them ranging from, you know, down here in Tassie all the way up to Queensland, Western Australia, all around the place. So everyone's come together. They're bringing their own kind of backgrounds and their own experience and their own learnings. And we've got 10 days out here for everybody to kind of share what they know, and we can share what we know with them. And hopefully everyone leaves the vessel in a few days' time with a kind of a really nice kind of understanding of the wonderful marine estate that we have in Australia and the challenges that we face looking after it and the opportunities as well.
So this helps towards their qualifications and what they're studying as students?
Yeah, definitely. So what these guys and girls are about to take back is a really, I guess they've got this fantastic experience. So for them, this is the first time that all of them have had a chance to go to sea to do marine science. So they're all kind of studying something that's marine science focused, but for most of them, they've never had a chance to actually get out at sea and, I guess, observe the data that's coming in and take the samples and take the measurements. And it's not until they do that that a lot of the concepts that they might be learning in the classroom and the lecture theatre back at university.
Now, practical.
It's practical. So it really starts to click for them. So they can kind of understand all that, bring it together. And when they go back, they've got this experience to call upon so that in the future when they're looking for more opportunities, they've already made great networks and connections, they'll be able to call on this experience to hopefully progress in their careers.
So is this an annual thing that happens, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely it is. So this is an annual program, so we'll run one of these voyages each year. So it's a partnership between CSIRO, the National Science Agency, the university here in Tasmania, and the Australian New Zealand International Scientific Drilling Consortium. So those three agencies have partnered together We've made time available on the RV Investigator, which is the country's national marine science ship.
Mm-hmm.
We'll set aside about 10 days or so each year, and the plan will be is we fill it full of students. We go to sea somewhere different. So at the moment, this voyage is 10 days, and we're circumnavigating Lutruwita, Tasmania. And in coming years, there'll be different voyages. We'll be going from Fremantle back to Hobart, voyages in the tropics. So we'll get to kind of, I guess, expose the students to all of the different amazing marine environments that we have in Australia. You know, right down here in at the moment, we're sitting off Southwest Cape, off the very southern tip of Tasmania, in the kind of the cold climate.
Cold country.
yes. Cold country, right up to the tropics in the north, where there's, you know, different environments and different exactly. oceanographies as well.
Well, Ship Ahoy, fantastic, an opportunity. The future looks bright. Congratulations. A big shout-out to the 30 university students. And, look, it's a great program. Thank you for sharing, shedding light on this fantastic opportunity. Dr. Ben, to you and your team, thank you. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diddly yarn there. That's Dr. Ben Arthur, Capstan and ITSS program manager, CSIRO, science ship, and having students, 30 university students, sailing into future careers. So in regard to what they're studying in regard to science at school, they're doing the practical part of it by getting on the water to what they're studying and sailing for about 10 days. So fantastic opportunity. There it lies. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. On our program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. You can also text a brother here, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Use whatever platform you want to use. And yarn up strong here on National Talk Black.
Ah, cause I'm coming at the zoo. Where? No power, no food. Hey, back in housing, making moves. Time we represent the zoo.
Represent.
Still the same, nothing new.
Nah.
Hey, ain't nothing changed, stay true, bro. I'm coming at the bay.
Which way?
Which way? That way. Hey, still put on for the north to the state. I'm in the bay. 4K all day, aye, but this one here for the game.
It's the fresh and all original. Naughty Northside Aboriginal, the lyrical criminal, atmosphere's individual. I'm fresh, bruh, I taught you how to dress. This the cleanest from a nest, brother suave with finesse. I'm from Stafford, like a carrot to a rabbit. Got the habit when I'm rapping, what up Northside, yeah, what's happening, coming through. What it do, BLB, KTS, NSB, be the crew, check it, brother, still we are up in Stafford Heights where the hills be bruh. Rolling round Chermside through the Zilmia, 4K all day, now you feel me bruh. We done fresh Murrays, fresh to death Murray. In the hood rolling out like we Steph Curry. Put your hands in the air, it's for my people, G. You saw Northside love, check the frequency.
So I tell him g'day, hey, how's it going? I'm representing Northside bar and you should know it. A place with a lodge, show love to the lads. Bottom up the water, cuz gotta keep it flowing. You know it's 4-5 Northside, never lacking. From my place, so we keep the CP packing. Clean pool as I rip it. You ain't from the bay, just admit it. Hitting six on this track like cricket. Also, peek this snippet. Me and TG, but we playing games like chess. Strategic with the moves. Yes, better bring your best. He cop the L when my knight put his king to rest. Like GSC, that when my boys put their men to test. Bah, you know what I find funny? Cats talk about riding and hopping out like bunnies. But when they see us, they say these lads are nothing. Watch them take a step, then watch them bounce.
Cause I'm coming out the zoo.
Where?
No power, no food.
Hey, back in housing, making moves. Time we represent the zoo.
Represent.
Still the same, nothing new.
Nah.
Hey, ain't nothing changed, stay true, bro. I'm coming at the bay.
Which way?
Which way? That way. Hey, still put on for the north to the state. I'm in the bay. 4K all day. Hey, but this one here for the game.
Look, TG, look, the menace of the NS. Check the CV, no pretenders. You will put the block like Tetris. On point like a sentence. Got bars like I fell in the hard like I'm Willis, huh? Welcome to the top of the compass where my butter's trying to function. And my hussos keep running and my duckles keep pumping. End of the day, it's lovely. No matter what the north, always getting up to something. I'm from the zoo all the way to the 4510. And if you don't know, then that's a friend. I got the NS.
witness on my chest to the last breath. Represent till they close my casket. Take a look, everyone doing dicker. When we shake the hand and put the finger, or slap the hands with the fist. It's all love from the zoo to the cliff. Tell me who represent better than this, huh?
B.O.B. and it's BK to yes and S. Who else? 24-7 is for three until you know yourself. Home of the crims, where you put notches on your belt. Like don't be crab, bruh. Racket, pull the beeper off the shelf. Two OGs say TG just did it. Reppin' Chermy and Stafford and in between webby ridges. Z0034 is the digits. You can catch me in the zoo, that's if you care to pay a visit.
Come
on, look on the map where the north side is at. Bruh, I run the streets, yeah, that's our north side of rap. Hey, you know we keep it naughty where my north side is at. Four brothers on the track, can't get more north side than that.
Come on.
You wanna lay, think I'm kicking where I stay. Which way? That way. 4K all day. When you wake up in the morning and you go to start the day, we'll just listen to the theme song play.
Cause I'm coming at the zoo. No power, no food. Back in housing, making moves. Time to represent the zoo. Still the same, nothing new. Stay true. I'm coming at the bay.
Which way?
Which way? That way. Ay, still put on for the north to the stay. I'm in the bay. 4K all day. Ay, but this one here for the game.
Yanda Banapi Bamanda, Yanda Bakat Yanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Why are you looking so sad, my dear? Why are you looking so blue? Are you thinking of someone so far away in that beautiful place called TI? Oh, TI.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Modern boy got it.
Find feather friend with the red mind.
Dear Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you say, Yana, strong you mob. We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And National Talk Black, it is your program, 1-800-422-416. We've got next segment, which we're yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's at IGA, that's at Edmonton, and here at Brinsmead as well. And they give us a box of food here, Bummer Bipper Media, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. And we're now going to do the yarn there with the boys in blue. We have PLO, Police Liaison Officer, Stephen Rand, and he brought a bodyguard in, Inspector Gary Hunter. And a very good morning to you both. How are we, gentlemen?
G'day, Trevor. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Morning, Trevor.
Yeah, morning. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Lovely. Start with you, Brother Steve. Who your mob? Where you from?
Yes, the lovely Cassowary country down there at Mission Beach.
Yes.
Cardinal Tully area, a bit of a wet print. Even Come Gary, wet. Even the inspector knows that.
Yeah, Inspector Gary Hunter. Who's Inspector Gary Hunter? Who's Gary Hunter?
Well, I've been in the Far North for a while now, 24 plus years.
Stem so. From where, mate?
Travel all around the state, but yeah. Did my high schooling on the Gold Coast.
Okay, rightio. Cool. Still a Queenslander.
Still a Queenslander.
There you go. Thank you.
Manly supporter.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
No, let's go there. And I would say this, for every time Manly plays, there's someone in the crowd holding up the sign, and the sign says, yes, we hate you too.
Yeah, I do see that. They're probably not the most popular team in the NRL, but this year.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, Inspector Gary Hunter, tell us your footprint. Where do you operate with the QPS?
Well, I have a really exciting portfolio. So, it's quite diverse. Firstly, I look after some discrete communities in the bottom end of the Cape, including Woodjil and Hopewell, but also look after Cooktown and Laura.
Yes. Okay, fantastic. Yep. We don't realise what a big country we live in, so we start driving it. So there'll be a lot of K's there in regard to your job and the work that you do.
One of my greatest pleasures is driving up the coast road to Woodjil, going over the Daintree River. It's one of the most scenic drives you can do. And definitely, if you're not de-stressed by the time you get to your location, you're not trying hard enough. So
I
enjoy that part of the job and enjoy going to those communities. And
And we talk about that track, that journey, that route. It's the rainforest meeting the reef. The Great Barrier Reef. So beautiful scenery. Yes, I will have to second that. And so what's your job entail? So you look after, you overlook the police stations and the senior sergeants involved and make sure everyone's dotting I's, crossing T's, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. And Trevor, to add to that portfolio, I also look after the highway patrols that are based throughout the Far North here.
Yeah.
Our prosecutors and also our communications people, which is vital to the police system.
Sure.
So
exactly.
Outside of the actual stations that I oversee, also look after these other portfolios as well. Mm. So it's quite diverse, stretched from Innisfail all the way up to Laura.
Well, exactly. And we're talking about serving and protecting. When you're talking about the highways and what have you, vehicles can become a missile, so to speak, if we're not careful. So we're talking about safeties, talking about seat belts, we're talking about drink driving and speed and all the above, you know. So it's about keeping people safe and prolonging their life, of course, and working closely with the communities. So there's engagement with the mayors as such for yourself, Gary?
Oh, absolutely. I always make an effort to catch up with the mayors, whether it be formal or informal, the CEOs, and especially those stakeholders within those discrete communities. It's really important to have a connection there and have that free flow of information. So I do make an effort to catch up with the mayors within those communities, but also those other groups there. So, the hospital, education, and those various stakeholders that are important to the community success.
Well, to make the community rise, move forward into the future. So you're actually based here in Cairns and then you commute. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so I have an office pretty much across from Rusty's on Sharon Street, but you don't see me too often in there. So I try and get out and about amongst the troops and support them because, you look at Laura Police Station, it's one officer.
Yes.
So, quite a lonely place if you've got friends outside the police, So I definitely make the effort to try and support the police in those, especially those small areas. Hopewell has four or five officers now. Woodjawani has two. So I definitely spent a lot of time in the early halves of last year during Cyclone Jasper.
Of course, yes.
The recovery. So I was in that community quite regular,
yeah.
Ensuring that our police response was appropriate.
Good. So you mentioned there, I didn't realise that, but Laura has only one police officer. Would that be a sergeant? And how long does a person get posted there? For how long?
Well, it's at the moment, it is a sergeant position, and normally it's a two-year tenure because it's a smaller community. It's yes. not like a major or regional city. And there is expectations there'll be another officer there shortly. So okay. there'll be two police
Good.
There.
Two, yeah, fantastic. And how long have you been in this role then, looking after this footprint?
Into my second birthday in this role, but yeah. So my previous role was down in the
terrible Esplanade. Too, eh?
Yeah. So they say, and where I met this lad next to me was down on the Esplanade. So I spent 12 years as the officer in charge of the police beat there okay. in the Lagoon.
Mm. Okay, fantastic. So you're liking this new role?
Look, it has its challenges. Absolutely.
Sure.
It took a while to get accustomed to it, but definitely I'm enjoying it.
Good.
But yeah, it's definitely a step up. You have a lot of responsibility, and so you got to ensure that you spread your time amongst those groups I mentioned before.
Exactly.
Those different sections.
Stakeholders.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Over to you, Steve. You as a PLO, so of course under that umbrella that Inspector Gary Hunter operates in, there would be PLOs under him in that sense. Is
oh
that
yes,
right?
There's.
Yeah.
I think there's one in.
Each community.
Hope Bale.
No, yep.
And I think there's another one coming on board at
Cooktown
shortly.
Lovely.
So, just a bit of background. I've worked with, Mary Barlow's there at, sorry, boss?
Woodgill,
sorry.
Yeah.
So Mary's at Woodgill. So I've engaging with the inspector back in 2010 at the City Beat.
Yes.
1,039 days I looked at my history for the last 4 years under his guidance.
Oh, there we go. 1,000 what?
1,039 days under his control at
okay.
City Beat under his control with a number of various PLOs in
cool.
back in the days.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Gary, we would say a two-way street then regarding when you're saying him working under you, the learning process, but it's a two-way street. You're learning as well off the lad.
Look, 100%. And
yeah.
I learn a lot of the PLOs generally, because we have an array of PLOs from different backgrounds. So from the Torres Strait Islanders, I've worked in the Torres Straits,
yes.
I've worked in communities. Steve has been a great help to ensure that, I'm a culturally appropriate, but also I'm aware of backgrounds of families, you
cool.
know, the intricacies that, sometimes influence families. So, yeah, look, the PLOs in the service are a wealth of knowledge, and I definitely engage with them consistently.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, we're dealing with people, not product, aren't we? So
Correct.
It's about communication, about understanding personalities, understanding culture, to make it work. And that creates a strong foundation to build your empire upon, so to speak, in regarding the work that you need to do and the engagement with communities.
Well, that's right, Trevor. I mean, there's another, like I said in the past, the prospects with the QPS, with First Nations people engaging in employment with the police service. You know, there's... general policing in general. So we have the PSO, we have the police liaison officer's job currently.
Exactly.
I've just engaged in four graduates yesterday
Good.
In Townsville as I
yes.
The inspector to the airport. So they've graduated under the police pathways into policing under the guidance of Uncle Adrian Coolwell, their deadly man there in Brisbane.
Deadly man, big shout out.
Yeah, big
yes.
shout out. So his recruiting has paid off for those four applicants that starts
Good.
Actually on Monday.
Good.
And, it was a journey for them to take their first step into the big world of the QPS.
Lovely. Great to walk a mile in your shoes, Inspector Gary Hunter. Thank you for the yarn, my friend. PLO man, good to always
yep.
see you as always.
Correct.
And you are looking smooth today, my brother, I will say
thank
that.
Thank you. Yep. big shout out to the mob there in Brisbane, there to Maria and Karen, who was engaging. And my their state coordinator there, Renee Bond there. Also
fantastic.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Too deadly. Stay tuned, your mob, for the deadly news coming up via NIRS. And a big shout out to all your mob, and thank you to the QPS in regard to their communication and engagement with us here at Bummer Brippin Media National Talk Black. Stay tuned, your mob. Too deadly. Stay black. Stay deadly. Stay strong. Keep smiling.